Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's catch up with the Mayor of Orange, Jason Hamling's online. Jason, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Gilly.
Mate, the election firstly on Saturday, Phil Donato absolutely romped it in.
Yeah, lots of people out. It's actually, you know, it's a good community day because you get everyone out voting and there's sausage sizzles, there's cakes being sold at different schools and different voting booths. Yep, Phil Donato, we retained as our state member as an independent this time, and I think, you know, Chris Minns for the Labor Party, there's a change of government there, so we'll be hoping Phil can help Orange as much as he can.
Yeah, absolutely right. And something that has moved over to state government control here locally is the distributor road, the northern distributor road. So here's the first test for them.
Yeah, so that was actually signed over from, it was effective from the 2nd of March. So they've had it for a while. And this has been hard work from former mayors and former councils. This has taken a long while to come into fruition. But essentially, the Northern Bypass, our bypass, will take over ownership and maintenance of it.
Okay, it's a busy road. I drove it as recently as Saturday, coming back from the touch footy, from the footy knockout in Blaney. It's a wild bit of road, always has been. From the day it was laid, it peeled up the first bit of warm weather we got. It's never been quite right, particularly as you hit it on the Lucknow side.
The Lucknow side, yeah. So obviously it's great news for council and residents. You know, that's always, it always has been a bypass and always will be a bypass. And, you know, it just happens to coincide with the Southern Feeder Road, which we're starting the next stage, you know, from Anson Street down to Shirley Road. And we'll be talking to state governments about getting more funding to continue that Southern Feeder Road. So it goes right round and connects back up to the Northern Distributor on the Forbes Road. So then Orange will have a complete ring road around it, so you can use that to go to different spots around the town. And obviously the Southern Feeder Road, when we start building that stage and complete it by next Easter, we're hoping, but there's a fair bit of rain, so that's slowing some projects down. But that will take that congestion out of Anson Street there. People will be able to go down Woodward Road and get on the Distributor Road and go to the hospital, or go out, you know, you can go out on the Dairy Creek Road to leave Orange instead of going down the main street. So, yeah, exciting news.
There's no doubt it'll be good, that's for sure, once it's all done. Now, look, plenty going on the weekend. My goodness me, there were some people here. The Volcanic Challenge, that was on Saturday.
Yes, running from the pinnacle up to the top of the mound. I think the course is about 11.3 k's, and a lot of the course is up.
Didn't see you there, mate.
Oh, the old hammy's playing up, mate. You know what it's like. Hammy heart, they call it.
That's right. All right. And on Friday night, Food Week kicked off, the night market. That was huge.
Yeah, absolutely chockers down the showground. The Food Week committee made the early call about moving it from Robinson Park into the Naylor Pavilion at the showground. And there was a lot of people down there. There was plenty of parking. There was people outside in, sitting on the grass there enjoying the offers that we have on. And, we had plenty of visitors to town. Also, Saturday, the long lunch, that was well attended. And I think they just got it in before it started raining. So, it's a good week. And next week, there'll be some markets down at Cook Park to finish Food Week off.
Yeah, it really was. I was down there on Friday night at the Naylor Pavilion. It was good. It was really good. People I was with were glad it was there. They weren't tripping over and getting mud on their shoes and all that sort of carry on. So for some, it worked out quite well. There was plenty of room. There was seats available. You know, you might have had to wait here and there for a lineup of something that was a bit popular for the night, but all in all, a great event. Well done to Charlotte Gundry, the president of Food Week, and her team. And the week continues, as you say, right throughout and into the weekend as well. Now, finally, mate, some Tidy Town winners have been announced.
Yes, the Tidy Town Awards were held up at Singleton the other week, and we picked up five awards, and also Roger Smith, a long-standing council member who's done a fantastic job for Tidy Towns. He picked up an award for his hard, tireless work. We got a Habitat and Wildlife Conservation Award for the Waratah Wetlands.
Right.
We also picked up the Cultural Award with the Flame of Hope and Reconciliation. That's that's been hard work done by ex-councillor Chris Grillis and Wiradjuri elder Uncle Neil Ingram. Those two got together and created this flame of recognition. We also picked up a community spirit and inclusion award. Was that that was Spring Hill. They're doing some fantastic things out there, the Spring Hill group. And highly commended in the same category went to the Rotary Club and Newcrest Mine for their revamping of Mount Lindsay Rotary Park up there on top of the hill there. So, fantastic. And, you know, it's all these community people who get involved and volunteer and, you know, like to make our place look fantastic. And I pay my hats off to anyone who volunteers because, you know, time's very valuable. And to give up their time to make our community look great is fantastic.
Yeah, well said. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Jason Hamling. Thank you very much for your time this morning, mate. We'll talk to you next week on the show.
Thanks, Gilly.